And with us now, we have a 30-year veteran of the FBI. Remember that theme? A Quinn Martin production. Oh, yeah. How could you forget? Hey, Jack Owens. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you being here. You're also author of a couple of books we'll have you talk about here in just a moment. But first, okay. Tell us about your 30-year career with the FBI.
I entered on duty right out of law school at the University of Alabama, 1969. My law degree gave me the juice to come into the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover as a director. He recruited attorneys, he recruited accountants, and my timing was really good, Jack. The summer that I graduated from law school, the FBI hired 1,000 new agents, 50 every week.
Wow.
So they got to 1,000. So I had good timing, didn't I?
You certainly did. No kidding.
I was lucky.
Where did you serve?
I served after 4 months of training at Marine Corps Base Quantico, where the FBI Academy is. I had a year in Denver, a delightful experience. I'd never lived in Colorado. I'm from West Virginia and Pennsylvania. And then I had 29 years in Birmingham. I was a street agent for 30 years. I just loved the work and being in Birmingham.
Oh, I bet. Okay, what happened in Florida? What went wrong?
I'm terrified about what happened there. A lot of it appears in after the fact that agencies had information on Cruz and didn't act on it. The FBI, being one of those agencies, law enforcement, the Bureau made a mistake. The Bureau has apologized. The director, Ray, apologized for the mistake. In my 30-year career, I man these hotlines. Mm-hmm. I would answer the phone and act on the information. But what happened in Florida gives all of us pause. I have 11 grandchildren. 10 of them are in school. Mm-hmm. I worry about this. I also know two really fine law enforcement officers here in Birmingham who work at schools and are there every day. And they are terrific, terrific law enforcement people, really fine policemen. I have faith in them. I don't know how that guy got in the school the way he did with an assault weapon and was there. I know it seemed like an eternity to those kids. Those could be my grandchildren.
Right.
That's
right.
What's so worrisome to me. I'm in my 70s. I tell you, Jack, I don't take stress the way I used to.
Yeah, really.
Well, I worry about them.
Why were the protocols not followed, in your opinion? Was it lazy, or was it just one of those perfect storms, or what happened?
You provide some interesting options, Jack. Perfect storm is an interesting option. I don't think lazy. I've never known my colleagues in the Bureau to be lazy. The work is so interesting, we act on it. I don't know, sitting here in Alabama in retirement, why the FBI did not follow up on that tip, why local law enforcement or others in the community who had information on Cruz. I mean, they went to the guy's house to respond to phone calls, Cruz. I don't know why they didn't act on it. And it's tough in retrospect to see how this happened. It's horrible, and it's apparently stirred the entire nation, don't you think?
I think so. And hopefully some changes in a positive way will result from this. Hopefully it won't happen again. Tell me about your books.
Oh, thank you. I have written three books, one a memoir of my 30 years in the Bureau, and a novel about the assassination of JFK. I was heavily involved in that case. And then I have a trilogy going about a serial killer in Birmingham and in Tuscaloosa. And the first one was published 3 years ago. The second one is due out in a few months. It's a dark comedy, a satire about a serial killer. I had experience with serial killers when I was in the Bureau. For example, the Atlanta child murder case, the serial killer in Atlanta who killed several dozen children. I was there the night we caught him, and I used my experience in the Bureau, which was vast. I mean, the FBI, Jack, gives you a lot of material to write fiction, and I've used it. I thoroughly enjoyed my career, but my books have been terrific for me, the pleasure of writing and seeing my work published. And, Jack, you know, the Bureau is a jealous mistress. Agents can't publish. When I'd been in 30 years, I decided I was going to retire and write, and I did.
Tell me this. Are they available on Amazon.com?
Yes, okay. They are. The here's the title of my memoir. It's called Don't Shoot, We're Republicans.
I love it.
Which is taken from an FBI roadblock, which I'll tell you about perhaps sometime later. But the my first novel was Watchmen, JFK's Last Ride, about the American conspiracy to kill the 35th president in Dallas. And my third book, my second novel, is called POCK, P-O-C-K. The serial killer is a very ugly guy with a pockmarked face, and he has a shorter right leg and a club foot. He spent 13 years in an Alabama prison for dropping a Marine, for scalping the guy who dropped a maroon bowling ball on his club foot. And I've told audiences, folks, you know how funny, humorous serial killers are. I said, this is a satire, and people kind of look at me strange, Jack.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe that the Kennedy assassination was a conspiracy?
I did in fiction. In reality, I mean, the case is still open, Jack.
Yeah.
And I worked it. We still don't have evidence that there was a conspiracy, that Oswald acted alone. But that doesn't make a very good book, does it?
No. No. No.
Oswald's got to have help.
Made a pretty good movie, but no, you're right.
It doesn't. JFK?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack, may I tell you something about that movie?
Sure.
Oliver Stone got two things right in that movie. Mm-hmm. One was the date of the assassination. Two was the identity of the victim.
And that was it, huh?
That's what he got right, and I praise him for getting two things right.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Hey, listen, thank you so much for being with us. I'd like to see if I do an expanded program between 9 and 10 in the morning. Maybe I could get you to come back and talk some more with us where we don't have to cut it so short.
I'd love to, Jack. You're very kind to have me on your program. Thank you very much.
Jack.